Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first. Someone who listens. Someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway this Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler is with me as usual. And if you're listening for the first time, we specialize in retirement planning at Heisey Advisory Group. I am the founder, along with my beautiful wife, Lori, and Steve is Lori's brother. We've combined over 50 years of experience in the financial services business, and we really, really believe that your best is yet to come, and you deserve to get some really good information so that you can make smart choices about your personal financial planning. And that's why we're here each and every weekend to do the show, Your Retirement Highway. And today we're kind of doing the show in our sweatpants because as most of you that had a blessed Thanksgiving realize that your pants don't fit the way they did a few days ago. So
well, mine didn't fit before Thanksgiving dinner, so it wouldn't have mattered either way.
I mean, it's a sad thing, but yes, that is the American tradition, I guess. Overeat and watch a little football and then spend the rest of the weekend recovering so that we can get back to work on Monday.
And wishing you hadn't eaten so much.
Absolutely. So today, if you've got nothing else to do, if you'd like to reach out and give us a call, if you'd like to come in and see us before the year end, the number is 314-328-4400. Or you can reach out to us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So today, what we want to do is we want to talk about something that almost everybody has, a 401k. A lot of you have those because you don't have pensions. Pensions used to be the thing that our parents had. They grew up, they retired after, 30, 40 years with a company, they had a big old pension check, some Social Security, and they didn't have to worry about a lot of this stuff. But today, most of you have 401ks, so we want to talk about what we're going to call five reasons a 401k may be the worst account to have in retirement. And, you know, just about every financial person and expert across the country has always said, do what? Contribute to your 401k.
Sure. I mean, it's really the primary method of saving for people today. And so the thought process was put as much money as you can in the 401k. Make sure you're at least putting enough in to get your company match, because after all, that was sort of free money, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Great. A great benefit to get some extra free cash.
But people hadn't really, you know, so think back 30 years ago when you were doing this. Were you thinking 30 years forward and thinking what some of the impacts were going to be when you had finally retired and ultimately you were going to have to start taking money out of this? And I think that's really the gist of today's show, is to talk about some of those things we didn't think about 30 or 35 years ago.
The other great advantage or positive that we all thought about it was, The more that we put into the 401k, the more we've reduced our current year's tax liability. And it just seems that through all the years we have been taught and we have been brainwashed, so to speak, that everything is about reducing your current tax liability. So the more you put into it, or if you max out your 401k contribution, that you're going to have a lot less money that you have to pay tax on today, and you're just kind of forgetting about tomorrow, or you're letting tomorrow up to whatever happens, I guess.
Kicking the can down the road, as I say.
Yeah, but that's what happens. We tend to go to what I will call a tax preparer. And a tax preparer is somebody that prepares your tax return, and it's completely 100% reactive based on what you did last year. And so a lot of you are out there trying to max out the amount of money that goes into your 401k so that you can reduce today's tax liability, but not really understanding what that impact is down the road. And the first biggest negative, the impact is that every single distribution you take in the future is going to be taxed at your highest tax rate. Kind of like that, we talk about the old chemistry class with a graduated cylinder, right?
Right. And so the graduated cylinder, if you can kind of visualize this in your mind, the graduated cylinder is the progression of the tax brackets from the bottom of the cylinder at zero up to the top, which is the highest tax bracket, which today is 37%. And come January 1 of 2026, it's going to revert back to what it was in 17, which is 39.6, if I remember correctly. And who the heck knows where it's going after that?
Well, if you go to, what is it, usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, you can actually see our national debt mounting every second of the day. And I think it's going to become fairly obvious that eventually we're going to have to raise taxes at some point in time. We've talked about it before. The Government Accountability Office has said by 2030, all of our tax revenue is going to be used for four items, right? The interest on our national debt,
which is huge,
Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Right. So if we're going to have all the other federal programs, we're going to, I guess, it's not, I've always said, this isn't political. This is mathematics. It's that four-letter word, M-A-T-H, math, that says that we're going to have to raise taxes. So if tax brackets start to go up and you start taking money out for your retirement, odds are that you're going to probably be paying a higher tax than when you were working. And then we talk to all, you know, most of the baby boomers, and they tell us they all want to spend less in retirement, don't they?
We have never had anybody come in and say that they want a worse lifestyle than they have today. They want to spend less money. They want to live in a smaller house. They want to take fewer vacations. They want to do nothing with their kids and grandkids. It's just the opposite. And so the likelihood that you are going to be in the same or a higher tax bracket is, I'll take that bet. I think there's a high probability of that.
Oh, sure. And just a reminder, you're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler from Heise Advisory Group. And if you'd like to reach out, the number 314-328-4400. And the web address is yourretirementhighway.com. So yeah, think about each one of your lives and where you are, whether you're 50 or you're 55 or you're 60, 65, eventually you're looking at this thing called retirement. And what you said is so profound. I don't know that many of you, if any, want to live on less money than you live today, which means that when you retire, you need to live on at least the same, or a lot of you want to live on a higher income so that you can do all the extra things that you've dreamt about in retirement. Maybe it's travel, maybe it's golf, maybe it's helping the grandkids, maybe it's volunteering, whatever the case may be. But if you're going to be at the same or higher income level when you retire, how is it that we are going to be in a lower tax bracket? Which is what we've been taught all these years, right? You're going to be in that lower tax bracket in retirement.
And the reality is that we meet with people every day, and that is not ending up being the case for many of the families that we meet with. They're in at least the same tax bracket and potentially higher. And we know with tax rates going up come January of 2026, and then to the point you were making earlier, you know, if you've got your U.S. tax revenue that's being collected being spent on those four things you mentioned, that doesn't leave anything for things like our military. So,
yeah.
You know, and so
or education.
Or education or infrastructure, which we always hear about, and all these other things that the government
or
does.
Or the wall.
The wall. That's true. The wall. No, we've got money for that, I think. And the other thing I was going to mention, so the title of this show is specifically about 401ks, but if you're listening, that would also be the same scenario if you have a 403B or we're talking about IRAs, any of those accounts. So not just 401ks, but any of those other deferred retirement accounts.
What are called qualified retirement
plans. So just make sure that if you're listening and you don't have a 401k, but you have maybe a 403B, we're talking to you too.
And then there's the concept of what I call double taxation. That's where you start to have so much taxable income that your Social Security benefits get taxed, and then they get taxed at a higher rate, and then they get taxed at a higher rate. So the more taxable income that you're taking out of these qualified retirement plans, the more tax you're going to end up paying on your Social Security benefits, which, gosh, remind me, wasn't that like a tax the first time that it was taken out of our paycheck?
Yeah, I think it was, actually, called the Social Security tax.
And I do remember the politics. Well, no, I don't remember. I wasn't around back then. But I remember reading the history books where politicians told us that Social Security benefits would never be taxed. Unfortunately, that's changed also, right?
And maybe somewhere down the road, maybe all of our Social Security will be taxed at some point if they want to save the system.
Well, and that again is a very strong probability that the taxation and the way Social Security benefits are set up and how they're taxed is probably going to see some change, because the Social Security Administration has already told us that the fund is going to become exhausted and they'll have enough tax revenue each year to account for about 75 cents on the dollar of Social Security benefits. Well, how are they going to make up this other 25 cents on the dollar? They're going to have to find some ways, which then leads me to think again, okay, one of them is probably going to be a higher tax in order to accomplish that.
Sure. I mean, it's logical. And I know not everything that happens in our lives is logical, but that one to me is.
Especially when it comes to our government and the things that they do. So, the question is, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because so many of you spend a lot of time and a lot of effort building your wealth in your 401k. Let's face it, it's easy. It's payroll deduction. It reduces your current taxation. There's so many positives about what it can do, but then you need to understand the impact to your retirement. And that's where we can help you. We can help you if you come in and sit down with us. You just kind of share with us what your dream for retirement looks like. Let's start to do some evaluations on your retirement plan. What is that potential future tax impact even going to look like? When you start looking at all of these dollars that are in IRAs and 401ks and the lifetime tax implication that has, you'll be shocked. And you'll want to do something about it. And the best time to do something about a problem is now. Don't kick that can down the road any further. Let's start doing some evaluations and creating some strategies for you so that you have less tax impact down the road. And if you're open-minded and you're able to sit down, give us a call, pick up the phone. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Let's sit down. Let's take a look at what you're doing. Let's take a look at your plans for your retirement and help you evaluate what your future potential tax impact could be on your retirement accounts. Are you concerned about market volatility and how it may impact your retirement? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen market corrections and how it may have a negative impact on your retirement income. You might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us. But the risk never goes away. Stop worrying about market volatility and let us help you create a custom-tailored retirement plan for your goals and financial situation. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and let us help you prepare for the market ups and downs. There's no time like the present to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Call 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway as we all sit here in our stretch pants post-Thanksgiving dinner. Most of us had a little extra food over Thanksgiving, and we're working hard to try to work it off, but still got the stretchy pants on this morning. So today we're talking about 401ks. They've been kind of taught to us over all the years that they're so great, and they have a lot of really cool things going for them while you're trying to get to retirement. But when you get to retirement and you start to realize the impact that they can have, the taste in your mouth starts to change.
I've heard you say a lot that this is not your parents' retirement.
Exactly.
And I think what partly what you mean by that is that our parents were going to depend on Social Security and their pensions, because pensions were sort of the retirement asset, if you will, of the days gone by. Pensions today are not what they once were. Not as many companies offer a pension.
I was going to say, unless you're one of the select few that work for a company that still carries those.
Yeah, we still see some occasionally, but they are clearly the exception rather than the rule today. What we're seeing more of today is that for the last 30, 35 years, people have been saving with these things called the 401k, the 403b, and the other qualified retirement plans. And that's what makes this so different than our parents' retirement.
And so then we have to start looking at when you get to 70 and one half, that's that point in life where whether you want this money, need this money or not, the IRS forces you to take withdrawals, and they do that because they want to start collecting the tax. They're not meant to keep the money in forever. They're meant to kind of get you to retirement, and then the IRS wants you to take it out. And they're real sticklers about that. If you don't take it, they're going to charge you a penalty of 50%.
They have no sense of humor.
None whatsoever. unless you find it a laughing matter that they tax you 50%, then there's that sense of humor from that angle,
yeah,
right?
We've had very few experiences with that, thank goodness. But we have talked to some people that have had that 50% imposed, and it is not pleasant, and that is a mistake you do not want to make.
Well, and again, that money gets added at the highest tax rate in that tax cylinder that we were talking about in the first segment, and oftentimes we've seen that push people into a next higher tax bracket, and trust me, the baby boomers that get there and aren't aware of this impact usually are not very happy. And we've coined a phrase for RMD. Everybody thinks it's required minimum distributions. I like to call it raunchy, miserable, and disgusting, because you lose control. You've given the control up to the IRS and the IRS tables that are going to force you to take money according to their plan, not according to your own personal plan.
You know, and the other thing I was thinking about, we talked in the first segment about how it impacts taxation on Social Security. But if you have a very large RMD and it really bumps you up just in your terms of your total income, it might also impact what you pay for your Medicare premiums. And that's something that people don't think about. And then all of a sudden it's like, do you realize this is impacting my Medicare premium? And it's, yes, I do realize that.
So there are a multitude of angles that these distributions can impact you from a tax perspective. And again, I'll call it out. The higher premiums for Medicare to me are just another way of taxing.
Sure.
You're paying a higher premium for your Medicare because you make more money, which is just like saying, okay, the more money you make, the more tax you pay.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I think that goes the same way. And then a lot of folks think that they've done their spouses a great favor by accumulating all this wealth in the 401ks or IRAs and having it be there for their spouse when they pass. Folks, that could be absolutely the worst account to leave a surviving spouse, because you're going from the group of people that are taxed the least.
Married filing joint.
To the group of people that are taxed the most.
Single taxpayers.
Think about that. You're deferring and you're kicking this tax can down the road. And then one of you passes, and the surviving spouse now has this massive tax nightmare that has been kicked down the road, and now they have to pay these taxes on a single taxpayer rate. And even more is going to the government.
And the one thing we know with some degree of certainty is that one of you in a married couple is going to be single unless, God forbid, you happen to both go at the same time.
Or in the same year,
yep. One yep. of you is going to be a single taxpayer, and you will experience exactly what we were just talking about.
And at that point, those required distributions do not change, because you still have the full value of the IRA or the 401k. And just because there's one spouse instead of two, the required distribution really doesn't change.
No, it doesn't.
Unless the surviving spouse is a lot younger, then that RMD might be a lower amount. But you're still going to have that issue. And then think about the next step is when that surviving spouse passes, now it's going to go to the kids who are probably in their highest earning years again, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, a reminder, this is Ken Heise and Steve Muller. You're listening to Your Retirement Highway. We're here every weekend with you talking all things retirement. And today we're talking about five reasons a 401k may be the worst account to have in retirement. And if you'd like to know more about that, pick up the phone and give us a call. Our number is 314-328-4400. And you can always reach us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So we started out, we talked about that all distributions are going to be taxed, right? And they're going to be taxed at your highest rate. The highest rate, because yep. it's like the graduated cylinder. We're filling it from the top.
Last dollar in.
And then we're starting to talk about, gosh, that can have an impact on the taxation of your Social Security benefits, right?
Yep. And it will. In most cases that we experience, it definitely does have an impact on.
And then you even mentioned it can have an impact on your Medicare premiums, Part A and Part D.
Yeah, which most people don't think about. And once you sit down and you start doing the math and you see where you're going to be with your RMDs, that light bulb goes on, and we've found that that's not something people have typically thought about. The Social Security angle, yeah, I think people have thought about that.
Sure. And then you lose control at age 70 and a half, whether you want the money or not. You're required to take that minimum distribution and pay tax on it. We also talked about it being probably one of the worst things to leave to your spouse, something that's never been taxed like that before. And the last one that I really wanted to really expose is that you're leaving those accounts fully exposed to future tax law changes, legislative tax risk. I think in this day and age is a significant risk to be taking. And if all your wealth is in these accounts, you're really leaving it wide open for the government to dictate how much of that they're going to take.
Well, and I think the other part of that, maybe the other side of that coin is, yeah, you have legislative risk. But what you just said is you're letting the government make that decision. It sounds like the government's almost your partner.
The government is your business partner in your qualified plans, your 401ks, your IRAs. You know, you can't take a dollar out without some of it being given to them.
So if you have $1 million in your 401k, you really don't have $1 million, is what I hear you saying.
No, because if you tried to take that $1 million out and spend it, you're going to have to claim $1 million on your taxable income, which is today going to put you in the top 37% federal. Add in some state tax, and you've easily got 40% of it that would have to disappear to the government, either federal or state, which means you only have about $600,000. Now, we all think of the value of that account as our full net worth. And a lot of you are thinking, oh, you know, I'm debt-free. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a car payment. But you have a very, very substantial debt to the IRS. And it seems like nobody's really talking about that debt.
No, I don't think so. And it's significant. I mean, that as you just laid that out, 30 to 40% of your life savings in your retirement accounts is not yours?
Really not, because you can't get it out without giving that share to the government. So many of you are kind of wrapped up in, do I pay down the mortgage? What do I do with my mortgage? For some of you, the unpaid tax in your 401ks or IRAs is probably bigger than the mortgage that you owe.
Probably a much bigger liability, potentially.
And really doing some planning for that being even more important than the planning for the mortgage as to whether that gets paid off.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And people are not thinking about it in those terms. They're thinking that, oh, I've saved $1 million. I've got $1 million. No, you don't.
So while everyone else is saying, you know what, just don't worry about those. Let those continue to grow. Let those continue to grow. Spend your other money through your early years in retirement and don't touch your IRAs or your 401ks until you get to 70 and a half. Folks, we're here to tell you that that is probably not the soundest advice. And again, I don't want to be giving advice over the radio. My suggestion would be to sit down with an advisor that works with tax planning. And again, I'm going to emphasize, not a tax preparer, because tax preparers prepare tax returns based on things that you did last year. What you need to work with is an investment person, a financial advisor that can do forward-thinking tax planning to help you evaluate how you're going to reduce the future taxation as well as current.
And you could do things like Roth IRAs. There are also solutions out there using that dreaded word, or two words actually, called life insurance. So there are things that you can do, and you made a great point earlier that if there is a problem, you want to deal with it now, not wait, because you do have some real opportunities today to make some changes.
There are several great things that you can be doing. If you're younger, start looking at a Roth 401k as a potential.
I was thinking of that as well.
Roth conversions are there and available, and specifically, uniquely designed life insurance. But if you're going to think in terms of life insurance, you need to make sure that you're working with somebody that works in this area of life insurance planning, because it's vastly different than traditional life insurance. And if you're looking for some help with that, if you're really looking to try and understand your tax exposure over the course of your retirement on your qualified plans, your 401ks and IRAs, that's the time where you come in and sit down with us. We're coming up. We're here at that last 4 weeks of the year. There are some things you can still do this year in 2019 to take advantage of the current tax laws that have been reduced. And in order to do that, you've got to pick up the phone. You've got to do it today, because time is running out to do planning for 2019. Give us a call today. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Call us today, because there is still time to take advantage of the tax planning that can be done for 2019. I hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving, and we'll look forward to seeing you here next week, same time. Do you want to retire within the next 5 years? If so, do you have a complete plan in place for that transition? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group and host of Your Retirement Highway, heard every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our radio show can help you take the first step toward planning for a successful retirement. Each weekend, we have conversations about income, investment planning, tax-efficient strategies, and many other issues facing today's pre- and post-retirees just like you. Tune in every weekend to Your Retirement Highway on Sunday morning at 9:30 to help guide you to and through retirement. Or you can go to HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com, that's H-E-I-S-E AdvisoryGroup.com, and you can listen to previous shows. We've helped hundreds of people create their retirement roadmap, and we're looking forward to doing the same for you.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.